In this bulletin, Israel tells civilians in Gaza's southern region of Rafah to evacuate. The bodies of two Australian brothers missing in Mexico identified by family. And in tennis, Andre Rublev defeats Felix Auger Aliassime to win his second Masters 1000 title. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. The Israeli military has called on Palestinians in eastern parts of Rafah to move to what they call a humanitarian area nearby, in what appears to be the beginning of a civilian evacuation ahead of a ground invasion of the southern Gazan city. A military statement says posters, text messages, phone calls, and media announcements would be used to encourage the gradual movement of civilians in the specified areas. This comes after an escalation of violence in Rafah since yesterday, with Israeli attacks killing at least 22 people, including 8 children, according to local news agency Wafa. And the family of two Australian brothers who went missing on a surfing trip in Mexico have identified their bodies. The remains of 33-year-old Callum and 30-year-old Jake Robinson were found in a well, along with those of their American friend Jack Carter Road. Authorities are treating the discovery as a murder investigation. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the confirmation of their identities is frankly horrendous news.
We can only imagine what this ordeal has been like for them. And for the loved ones of Callum and Jake. I think the whole country's heart goes out to all of their loved ones. It has been an absolutely horrendous, absolutely horrific ordeal, and our thoughts are with all of them today.
Meanwhile, the body of a man has been pulled from rough seas off the coast of Sydney after he went overboard from a cruise ship early Monday morning. Water police battled big swells to search for the passenger from P&O's Pacific Adventure after a ship alarm was sounded at 4 a.m. New South Wales Police's Marine Area Command retrieved the man's body more than 6 hours later. And the government has flagged it will deliver $1 billion in savings in the upcoming federal budget by cutting the public service's use of contractors, consultants, and other external labour. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the government is restoring the balance in the public service by delivering responsible, reasonable, needed investment for areas that didn't have ongoing funding. She named some areas of what she called unavoidable spending, including sustaining the portal MyGov, providing extra staff at Services Australia, and improving digital capabilities. But the minister says there are considerable savings to be found by cutting the use of external labour.
You will see savings in this budget. They are getting harder to find. I don't pretend otherwise. We're looking line by line. We look under each desk to try and see what we can find. But we have taken the decision to find another $1 billion in savings around the use of external labour, consultants, contractors, labour hire.
Meanwhile, a spreadsheet which circulated at a prestigious Melbourne school rating the appearance of female students has been condemned by the Victorian Premier as utterly unacceptable. At least 3 male students from Yarra Valley Grammar in Ringwood have been suspended over the list, which Principal Mark Merry says has shocked and outraged the co-ed school's community. Dr. Merry told ABC News the spreadsheet used offensive terms to rank female students and reference sexual violence. Premier Jacinta Allen linked the list to high rates of violence against women and says sexist commentary about women is utterly unacceptable and must be called out wherever it occurs.
We do need to think about how we understand and provide support to young men and boys as well, and helping them to understand why this is utterly unacceptable, giving them the tools to call it out as well in their social circumstances. This is something that sits on each and every one of us, that we've got a responsibility to play a role.
And in tennis, Andrei Rublev overcame an opening set wobble to beat Felix Auger Aliassime 4-6, 7-5, 7-5 in the Madrid Open to win his second Masters 1000 title. Auger Aliassime was chasing his first ever Masters title and in the first set looked well set for victory before a resurgent Rublev who had been struggling with a fever during the tournament. I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.